Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone, talking a lot about Tennessee and Kentucky. Kentucky wins 86-69. Throttles the Vols. Is that better? Somebody, Grant Ramey from 24/7 Sports joins us now. Somebody got irritated that I kept saying that Kentucky pounded Tennessee, but I don't know another way to describe it.
They bullied them pretty good, and it's been a while since that Tennessee team has been bullied the way they were, especially a Tennessee team that's as old as this one and likes to be known for their physicality as much as this one.
Grant, you're around that team every day. How surprised were you by that performance?
I was pretty surprised. This is a group that doesn't really get rattled all that much. Obviously, we saw what they did earlier in the year against Gonzaga, and they had taken care of business for a while now. To see them go up there, and in a building they won last year, obviously it's not the same team for Kentucky. It's different circumstances every year. But for it to play out the way it did, it was pretty shocking.
It was interesting what you wrote about Jordan Bone's comments after Rick Barnes had basically complimented him on his comments after they watched the film on Sunday and what he said about getting better.
Yeah, they watched the film, and Rick basically, you know, they went through the film. I don't think they saw anything on the film that they didn't see in person. And then Rick kind of asked them, just kind of in general towards the team, do you feel any different after that kind of loss than you felt a couple days ago when you'd won, you know, 19 games in a row and number one team in the country and everybody talks glowingly about you? And Jordan Bone spoke up and he said, basically, I feel different because I'm excited to go to practice. And I think the emphasis there is that kind of resets the focus. When you go out and play a game like that, it kind of resets and you go back to square one a little bit, because it's easy when you've won 19 games in a row and everybody says all this good stuff about you. I'm sure it's easy to get a little bit complacent and kind of start buying into everything that's going on around you. And after you put on that kind of performance on Saturday night, on primetime, on ESPN, College Game Day, and all that stuff, this team's probably ready to go back to work.
Right. So that's the interesting point, right? So that's the question coming out of that game. And you're around that team as much as anybody. So I guess you feel like maybe that's the shot in the face they needed.
I think so. I think this is a team that very much feeds off of being disrespected and kind of being ignored, and kind of no one really having any real expectations for them. I think that those were the players they were. As prospects when Tennessee recruited them, I think when you're not ranked very highly coming out of high school, I think you always kind of carry that prove-it mentality on your shoulder. And even when they were number one, everybody likes talking about Duke and you know all the other college blue bloods. They're going to get more attention than you, even if you're number one, even if you've won a lot of games. And Tennessee did put together a lot of that 19-game win streak against a soft spot in the schedule. And now you go to Kentucky and do what you did. Now you're definitely starting over. And you're going to have to prove a lot of stuff to a lot of people based on that performance.
It was interesting, Grant, in the same piece, I guess I just had kind of forgotten about this. You mentioned how they went to Tuscaloosa and just got destroyed last year, kind of in a similar situation, and really bounced back well after that happened. There is some precedent for this.
Yeah, and I had actually forgotten about it, too, because I pulled up their schedule from last year. I was thinking, when was the last time Tennessee really got just beat like they did, where it was double digits a lot of the game, where Tennessee just really wasn't effective. And you go back to that Alabama game last year, they got rolled out of the building. I think eventually, like the final 10 minutes, Rick just emptied his bench and said, you guys deal with it, and took out his starters because they were playing that poorly. And that was coming off of a win at Rupp, that 61-59 win at Rupp, and they'd won 9 out of 10, and they were kind of rolling at that time. And then they win 5 out of 6, and they play some of their best basketball down the stretch. And they end up, you know, winning a share of the SEC title and all that stuff. They made a run in the SEC tournament and eventually got to a number three seed. So if they could have that situation play out again where that kind of loss kind of helps them refocus, they'll be doing good.
this team seems to do best, and they did do well for a long time, playing very unselfishly, 20 assists per game. They only had 11 assists, and there was a one of the many quotes after the game. "We were a selfish team offensively," Rick Barnes said. You would think, hey, maybe they learned a lesson. They play better when they don't ever do that.
Yeah, and I think that was the most surprising part. The biggest revelation for this team all season is just how much better they are offensively than they were this time last year, and how balanced they are. There's a lot of different guys that can beat you night in and night out, and then they go to Lexington, and given they're playing the best defense in the league, scoring-wise, I think Kentucky only gives up like 61.5 a game. Still, you're the number one offense, so when that happens, something's got to give. And they ended up being the one that was giving because they were settling for bad shots. They didn't really go inside out enough. I mean, Grant Williams had 16 points. He only had 4 shots from the field. That's unacceptable. At one point, he told Rick Barnes, "Just give me the ball, and I'll get us a good look." And if he has to say that in that kind of game, that's not a good sign, because that means you're taking a lot of bad shots. And it's one thing not to hit shots. I think Jordan Bowden and Lamonte Turner combined to go 0 for 11 from 3. You're going to have those nights, but you still have to kind of stick to the principles of your offense, which is going outside in, inside out. I'm sorry.
Grant Ramey on Twitter with us now. Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that about the amount of looks that Grant Williams got. I looked at the numbers against Kentucky because I just wanted to find some symmetry here. Is it Kentucky or is it Rupp Arena? And Grant, it's Rupp, man. 11.3 points per game. But Grant Williams in 3 games in Rupp Arena has 7 total made field goals.
That's pretty crazy. And I think a lot of that has to do with the last couple of years with P.J. Washington.
Yeah,
he's a guy that can really hurt Grant. And I think another thing is Reed Travis. Reed Travis caused a lot of problems for Grant. He went after him. Obviously, it's a physical game. He bodied him up. And you just can't have those games. You have to force the ball inside. You can't settle for those outside shots, those mid-range jumpers that Tennessee was looking for the other night. They have to get back to the ball movement, finding Grant, and then working outside of him if somebody double-teams him, because he's your guy, he's your bell cow, he's got to get a shot at him.
Speaking of P.J. Washington, any chance that Tennessee players saw this quote or will see it? Tyler Hero told The Athletic, "I think they're scared of him, honestly, scared of P.J.?"
Yeah, that's what makes this thing really, really interesting. The last couple of years, I guess the last 3 years, Tennessee has got Kentucky in Knoxville first, usually in January. They've won all 3 of those games in Knoxville. And then they've gone to Lexington later in the season. This year, the way the SEC set it up, I guess based off the success Tennessee had last season, they backloaded the schedule with they don't go to Kentucky until here we are, mid-February, and then Kentucky doesn't come till Knoxville until early March. And that's a game that's been sold out since October, so it's obviously huge and circled on the calendar. And then you add what happened Saturday night in Lexington to how motivated this Tennessee team should be, the way they played, how they want to kind of redeem themselves, obviously how motivated Tennessee fans are anytime you get Kentucky in the building. It's going to be a really, really huge game and a chance for Tennessee to show that they're a much better basketball team than what was on display in Lexington.
Were you ultimately, Grant Ramey, our guest, were you ultimately surprised to see them drop to 5 in the AP poll from 1 after the one loss and only the second one on the season?
No, I don't think so. I think people were waiting on this Tennessee team to slip up and drop them. I think people didn't really think they were the number one team in the country, even as that winning streak continued. Everybody talks about the star power that Duke has, and obviously that's a blue blood name, a college basketball program that's number one a lot. I think it was just a matter of time. I think Duke's won enough and won impressively enough. I think Virginia's done enough stuff recently. Obviously, Gonzaga's going to stay up there based on their conference schedule this time of year, and I wasn't surprised to see Kentucky. Even though you lose to LSU on Tuesday, if you turn around and beat Tennessee the way nobody's really beat Tennessee in a while, I wasn't really surprised to see them drop where they dropped.
What kind of product do you think Tennessee fans will see on the floor tomorrow against Vanderbilt? We talked to Bryce Drew. His opinion was that they're not catching Tennessee at a really good time.
Well, they're not, but then again, Tennessee went to Vanderbilt, and Vanderbilt had them dead to rights. I mean, Tennessee was down 6 with 90 seconds left. You're not supposed to come back from that kind of deficit that late in the game. It's really, I mean, that's the chips stacked against you in a big way. Tennessee found a way to win that. I think that was the first game they played as the number one team in the country.
It was.
And they stayed there for a month. But if I'm Tennessee, I think I have that in the back of my head, that this is a team that really tested you earlier in the season. But for Tennessee, they got to get back to playing like the team they have been, where they can dominate teams and just kind of show they're not the team that they were at Rupp the other night.
Grant, thank you for the time, man. Appreciate it. You do great work at 24/7. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, at Grant Ramey on Twitter. When we come back, ratings comparison between the Home Run Derby and the NBA dunk contest and three-point shootout. Which